Hey guys, this is The Conversation. I want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to tune in and to join us on today's episode. This is a podcast produced by Capital Community Church. And so if you are in Fredericton or the surrounding areas, we would love the chance to meet you, to get to know one another at one of our weekly services. And I invite you to check out capitalcommunity.ca for more information about our church, service times, and so on. Now, today is a unique episode, and we'll call it a bonus episode, because today we're going to be sitting down with Pastor Raymond, and we're going to be talking about an upcoming series here at Capital Community Church called Life Hacks, which is a study through the book of Proverbs. It's going to be taking place over the next 5 Wednesday nights. So if you've got your calendars, you might want to mark this down. It runs from Wednesday, April 20th, through Wednesday, May 18th, and we invite you to join us in-house or online for that series. Now, it's unique because as a church, we're actually going to start reading through the book of Proverbs one chapter at a time on Monday, April 18th, and one chapter a day for 31 days. And so it's a great chance to read the scripture together as a church. There's going to be an accompanying Facebook group and, of course, the Bible study series over the next 5 Wednesday nights. So many ways to get involved. And today we're just taking a few minutes to break down the series to give you a little taste of what is to come. And so without further delay, I hope you enjoy today's bonus episode on The Conversation. All right, well, here we go. Thanks everybody for joining us today on this special episode of this podcast. Thanks for joining The Conversation. This is kind of like a bonus episode in which our intention is to promote a new series happening very soon at CCC. So I'm thankful to be joined by my dad, Pastor Raymond, and just say hello to everybody if you would.
Hey everybody, great to be here on The Conversation.
So we are heading into a series called Life Hacks. It's a study through the book of Proverbs. It's starting on Monday, April 18th, so Easter Monday. It's going to be a 31-day stretch of time, 5 Wednesday night Bible studies throughout that stretch. We're going to be reading together. We're going to be having conversation about it, so kind of applicable given the title of this podcast. There's going to be a Facebook group. So I want to give you the opportunity, Dad, to just share a little bit about that and tell us what we can expect in this series.
Sure, Matt. Well, it's great to be here on The Conversation today. And I'm grateful for the chance to do this series because it's very different than anything we've ever done at CCC. It's 31 days, April 18 to May 18. And during that 31 days, we'll be reading a chapter a day from the book of Proverbs. The series is called Life Hacks. So life hacks, that's actually a term that's crept into the dictionary even over the last few years. I wrote down this definition. A life hack is any procedure or any action that solves a problem or simplifies a task or reduces frustration in our everyday lives. So Proverbs is God's life hacks manual. It's got all kinds of principles and promises and precepts, and so we're going to be studying that together. So like you said, it starts on Easter Monday. Once a day, we're going to be reading a chapter, 31 days, April 18 to May 18, and then those 5 Wednesday nights, we're going to gather together and study through this wonderful book, Life Hacks.
So for the first Bible study, can people expect to be kind of studying the first 3 chapters, or is it kind of, scatter shooting a bit from throughout the book, or how will the series be laid out? Or is that forthcoming?
Now, that's a great question. Basically, it's not correlated, the 5 Wednesday nights, because of the nature of Proverbs. It scattershoots. It jumps around a lot. And so the 5 Wednesday nights will be kind of taking an overview and looking at things that will help you as you read through every chapter.
Mm-hmm. For example, more thematic, perhaps.
Yeah, probably more thematic, because Proverbs talks about, one guy said Proverbs talks about your money, your mouth, and your morals. Well, it talks about more than that, but those are 3 major categories. Proverbs is 3,000 years old, but it's got a lot of great pointers, even for what we would call social media etiquette today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So one thing that we're doing to accompany the series is the Facebook group. Kind of break down what we can expect with that and what the purpose of that is as we move through the book of Proverbs in this series.
Well, the Facebook group is live, and anybody can find it by going to Facebook searching for Life Hacks with Raymond Woodward, because if you don't add that, you never know what kind of life hacks you're going to get.
Sure.
Stuff to unclog your sink or fix your smelly shoes or whatever. So
we're life not cover, hacks, we're not covering plumbing.
You know what? During... We might.
Okay.
Especially in the Facebook group, because we're actually going to kick off the Facebook group, I think, with a couple of days of just, hey, everybody share your favorite life hack. So it's not this highfalutin spiritual conversation. It's just going to be fun. And then we'll blend it in with principles. I'm excited to share even some great things that help people understand that book of the Bible, because, you know, that's kind of, you know, my bread and butter. I love doing that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have just some fun with it. It will be a conversation, and anybody anywhere in the world can just join that group. It's a private group. It's not just out there, but anybody can search for Life Hacks with Raymond Woodward. You'll find it, join it. And once you're in, you're part of that conversation.
That's awesome. I was actually going to ask, you know, this is open for anybody, wherever they're listening
anywhere
from today. So if, of course, you haven't already, but I would encourage you, as you're done listening to this, go find that group, Life Hacks with Pastor Raymond Woodward, and join that group and be a part of the conversation throughout that series. So what are some of the most impactful lessons that you've taken from Proverbs over the years? Maybe give us just a little teaser of a couple things that we might hear during the series, Life Hacks.
Well, there's the big topics, like you mentioned. So, for example, if somebody's got money problems, financial challenges, oh my goodness, you need to be part of this conversation, part of this series, because Proverbs, unlike probably any other book in the Bible, deals with money principles on how to get out of debt, principles about loans and all kinds of things. If you've got issues where, you know, you've got some bondage of some kind spiritually in your life, addictions, Proverbs deals with principles for that. Marriage, family, relationships, friendships, it's all in Proverbs. One of the big things that I learned from Proverbs years ago, and I've taught like little sermons, lessons from Proverbs over the years. One of the things that I learned years ago was look for the characters in Proverbs. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of characters, and we'll be talking about them. And here's what I promise. And we'll have some fun with this, I think, on the Facebook group. Because, you know, one of the things that I love preaching and teaching, but one of the things I don't like about preaching and teaching is it's only one-way communication. So the Facebook group is our attempt this time to have a literal conversation about what we're studying, what we're reading, and it's going to take place over a month, over 31 days between April 18 and May 18. So we'll have some fun, because I promise when we go through some of the characters that Proverbs introduces us to, like the slothful guy, or Proverbs calls him the sluggard sometimes, mm-hmm. You'll see some friends, you'll see some neighbors, you'll see some work colleagues.
Maybe yourself.
Or maybe, maybe yourself.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. This is kind of a question that comes to me. I know Solomon, he started on a high note, and of course he didn't end that well.
Right.
Does the book of Proverbs, and maybe, I don't even know if you'd know the answer to this question, it's kind of sayings from the high points and the low points of his life, or do we really know the dates of when he wrote all of his wise sayings?
Actually, that's one of the things we'll probably tackle as we get into the book. Solomon collected these sayings. And one of the important things to know about Proverbs is it's not all Jewish sayings or what I would call biblical principles. Sometimes Proverbs are just wise principles from different cultures that Solomon interacted with, because you'll see very similar things in other ancient writings from other cultures. The other thing about Proverbs is, while Solomon compiled them, they weren't put in the form of the book of Proverbs all during his reign. Hezekiah, years and years later,
yes,
kind of compiled some of these, but he would have used Solomon's storehouse of wisdom, what Solomon had written down, maybe with the help of a scribe or whatever. So it's like Hezekiah went back through Solomon's library and picked out some of the highlights for certain sections of the book. So it's not all from a specific point in Solomon's life. But if we were going to generalize, we would say that his book Song of Solomon is written when he's young, he's in love. the book of Proverbs is written probably at the height of his reign. Mm-hmm. His intellectual powers are at their peak. He's the wisest man and the wealthiest man who ever lived. So that's Proverbs in general. That's when they were collected, at least. And then Ecclesiastes is written when he's old. And by then, a lot of these, you know, negative situations have happened to him. So Ecclesiastes is a little bit of a downer. You know, I joke around and say, don't stop in the middle of the book or we'll find you on the bridge looking at the water. Go all the way to the end or you won't make it.
And these are only the highlight, wise sayings, because he collected many, many more than this, but these are the cream of the crop. So, of course, one of the things accompanying the series, and we'll kind of wind down this short and sweet conversation, we're going to be reading the scripture alongside as we go through this. And, many would know this, probably many have gone through the book of Proverbs, but if not, it's a great opportunity for somebody to get their feet wet in the scripture and to develop the habit of Bible reading, which is absolutely essential. So maybe for somebody that is listening and maybe doesn't have that habit well established in their life, maybe just encourage them and talk through how we're going to do this together and the importance of reading the scripture, not just hearing it from a pulpit.
Right, exactly. Well, that's very good. This is a great chance to kind of just jump off the high diving board into scripture, because Proverbs is the kind of book where you can almost pick any verse and pull it out, and it would be a principle that you could use. It's a life hack. So you don't have to have any deep understanding of the background of the book. You don't have to have any real knowledge of the rest of the Bible or how the Bible's laid out. This is just a book full of life hacks. It's full of all kinds of very wise principles. So, and we're only reading a chapter a day, so it's easy to just get your feet wet, read through a chapter, and in that conversation, I think one of the important parts about that Facebook group, Life Hacks with Raymond Woodward, please join us, please search for it. I think one of the things is that you'll watch other people and their observations and what they're learning from scripture as we walk through, because we'll all be talking about it. And so that in itself is an education on, oh, well, there's something you can learn from that verse. And well, let me go look at that verse again. And I think it will really help people with the discipline of daily Bible reading.
Sure. So I want to end with a short to-do list. So if you're listening today, certainly if you're in the city of Fredericton, we want to give you a few to-dos and let you be a part of what's going to happen over the next few weeks. But even if you're beyond the city,
absolutely,
we want you to join virtually in our Facebook group, join us in our live stream Bible studies. But so here it is. So start reading the book of Proverbs, one chapter a day, starting on Monday, April 18th. So that's this coming Monday, just a few days away. And then join us in person if you're in town, or online if you're not, the five successive Wednesdays starting on April 20th, this coming Wednesday, and walk through that with us, and also join the Facebook group. So read the scripture, join us for Bible studies, and join the Facebook group.
Yep. And anywhere you are in the world, you can join us on the Facebook group. We've got friends all over the world that watch our services. So normally, again, it's one-way communication, but this is your chance to join in. I'm going to be in that Facebook group every day and sharing a few little things, and other people will be sharing what they're learning from scripture. So this is a chance to have a conversation literally around the world with some of our friends that join us every week for our services. And I'm really looking forward to it, because it's a very different way to tackle it. I imagine we'll be back here with a different kind of series in the future. I think this is going to be wonderful.
I think we're going to have fun. And so make plans to join us for the series. And thanks for joining us today on this bonus episode on our podcast, The Conversation. Thanks so much. Thanks again for tuning in to The Conversation. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to rate and review this podcast. Share this episode with a friend and subscribe for future content. This podcast is produced by Capital Community Church in Fredericton, New Brunswick. If you're in the area, we would love to have you for one of our weekly services. For service times and more information, please check out capitalcommunity.ca. We look forward to seeing you again next month on The Conversation.